This is a maze beat.
Y'all, welcome back to Good and Grown. I'm your host Cash, and this is
Breeze. What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
Not much, girl. Nothing much. Out here living. Praise God.
Out here living. That's all we can do at this point.
Yes, ma'am.
What are we talking about today? Tell the people.
We're gonna talk about fear.
Ooh, and is it a factor for you?
You know it is. Been my friend for how many years? You definitely know that fear is a factor for me. Yes, ma'am. So we're going to start off with the definition of fear. So according to Merriam-Webster, it's an unpleasant and often strong emotion caused by anticipation or awareness of danger. So we know that there's no doubt that, you know, fear is very necessary. It's crucial to us maintaining our existence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can personally attest that fear saved my whole life because my parents would have snatched my soul. Okay, if I didn't have my act together. So I can attest to that. I wouldn't have made it out of adolescence. I would not have made it out of adolescence had it not been for fear.
Yeah, I get that. I certainly understand. I mean, I think fear is certainly necessary. I mean, there's good parts and bad parts to it. Mm-hmm. And oddly enough, I think fear allows you to kind of kick in your instincts, you know, certain places, people, things, places you should or shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time being in another country and we were going to get some fish, some fried fish, and you had to go down this very long path or whatever. And the driver who was taking care of us was going to drive down there, and they were like, 25, 30 men staring. And we started to go in because, you know, sometimes your stomach will be like, you know what? But partway through, something hit me so hard. My chest was pounding. My hands were shaking. And I was like, I can't. I need to leave immediately. We need to go. And at the time, it's just like, no, we want to get this fish. And I was like, no. Something is telling me that we don't need this fish that bad. So I think fear can help you to save your life.
Right.
You know, I have always followed my instincts. I have great instincts. Follow your instincts, people. They typically don't steer you wrong. They will allow you to move out of a place that you don't need to certainly be in. But I think it's, you know, again, a sixth sense, something that allows us to free ourselves of getting in a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what I'd say is important. I'd also probably add the point that fear gives you a choice. It forces you into a choice.
Mm-hmm.
It can either bind you or set you free.
Ooh.
And I think an example of that is people who are afraid to fly, people who are afraid of deep water, like myself.
Yep. That would also include me.
So it's just like, once you book a flight and actually go through with it, once you book a cruise and actually cruise, it's kind of like, after that, the sky's the limit. You've already accomplished what you need to accomplish. The world is your oyster, you know. Actually, I like Sky's the Limit a little better. Shout out to Biggie Smalls.
I know, that's right. R.I.P. R.I.P.
But yeah, I think it helps us all. But there are also hindrances for fear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Reese?
I agree with you, Cash. Totally. It's, you know, fear, it's very necessary. It's crucial. But like with anything, too much of it, you know, it has its issues. It presents its problems.
Yeah.
I know that for me, you know, I have some fears that I've tried my best with managing. So the first one is going to sound like, okay, that's understandable. The second one, not so much. So I'm going to start off with public speaking. Mm-hmm. Public speaking has always been like a huge issue for me, a lifelong issue. And I firmly believe that it has impacted me professionally, personally, and spiritually. I just feel like I would be so much further in life if I was able to overcome that issue. And, you know, I mean, I know it's a problem because I'll be going through job descriptions, and when mm-hmm. it looks like it's, you know, like heavy on the, I'm like, you know what? I didn't really like that job. Anyways, I'm sure there's something out there much better for me.
Heavy on the public speaking.
Heavy on the public speaking. I'm not here for it. And, you know, obviously because of my career, I do have to engage with, you know, some small groups, and that I can mm-hmm. manage, but understand that on the inside, my heart is quivering. Like I absolutely hate it. I hate it. And I feel like it's impacted me spiritually, because if I didn't have this issue, I would be able to speak on forums. I would be able to lead lady classes and things of that nature. And it's hindered me.
Lady classes.
Yes. Come on, y'all. You know, I love me the Lord. So I love to be able to do that. But it's a hindrance. You know, it's a roadblock. And so there's that. And then the other fear that I have that is very significant, y'all, don't laugh at me, are deer.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm not joking. Just me saying it starts to impact me.
Deer as in the animal, as in was Bambi a deer?
Don't say Bambi. Don't say Bambi. I'm so sick of people saying Bambi. Listen.
No. Was Bambi a deer though? Was it?
I think she's a doe. Isn't she a doe? Like, this is a female. Doe, a deer, don't try to minimize it.
A female.
Don't try
deer.
To minimize my fear.
So yes, Bambi is a doe, which is a female deer. Now that we've clarified that, because I couldn't move on without knowing. Go ahead and tell us about your fear to Bambi. Why does Bambi, what happened in your life?
See, listeners, see, when your friend does this, you don't have to put up with this. I'm just telling y'all right now.
I'm just trying to do an expose for the listeners. We're trying to do a deep dive into why you're afraid of Bambi. Tell us. No, let's talk through this.
So I don't know if you all remember this movie. I think it was called The Ring. I think that's what it was. And legit. So I don't have a problem with horror movies now as an adult. Mm-hmm. But when I watched this one movie, so this woman and this little boy, okay? Y'all don't quit putting these little kids in these scary movies. So the lady was driving, okay? And there was a deer that was crossing. Okay, no big deal, right? Deer's crossing. So the deer stops in the middle of the street. I know y'all remember this part of the movie, okay? The deer stops in the middle of the road, mm-hmm. turns his head at the car and kind of like cocks it to the side a little bit. Next thing you know, all of his family, his kinfolk come out and just tear the whole car up trying to get into the car. Ever since then, I legit have developed a significant fear. It's really, I'm laughing, y'all, just because I'm scared. Oh my gosh, I can't eat. So in the way that I feel like this is impacting me, I don't like driving late at night. If it's like on a road, some type of suburb, I'm not going to be able to go, girl. I'm sorry. If you was having your cookout earlier, I would have made it. But I'm telling you, and so one time I was driving through one night, and I didn't think it was super late, but oh my gosh, when I tell you this, I saw something in the middle of the road, and it was a deer. I stopped breathing the whole time. The whole time it was crossing. So I know it's really significant. It sounds funny, but it's significant to me. So anyways, so what do you think I know that we give everyone gems, but what do you think, what is guidance do you have, words of wisdom to help me? I don't want, you know what though? Let me be clear. I don't want your help with the deer because I feel like you minimize that by bringing up Bambi. So just focus on the public speaking part. I don't need your help with the deer, okay? I've been managing that.
I mean, I didn't know if it was a joke, it was a
bit. It's funny, but I ain't laughing, okay, anymore. Okay.
Okay. I don't have any gems for the deer anyway, so I couldn't help you with your different fear. Everybody, you know, we'll just move on.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Because I have nothing to give for that. I would say in terms of fear of public speaking, I would really say that I think you should ask yourself why you're limiting yourself, why you are not allowing people to hear you and know you and feel you the way that a lot of people do. I would say that I think you're amazing. I think you have a lot to say. I think you have a lot to give. You're a very giving, loving person. Okay. And I think a lot of people would benefit from hearing your point of view. And aside from that, before you get mushy, no man, we're not doing that today.
That's my friend, y'all. That's my friend.
Yes, I'm the rude one. Aside from that, I really think that you do public speaking already. So this is a form of public speaking, if you will. We may not have an audience, but we're getting more and more listeners. Thank you.
I know. Thank y'all. Shout out to y'all.
For tuning in. And also something to take away, I would really say that, you know, I know that you're in church often. Mm-hmm. I would say gather two or three people that you really trust at church, two announcements, recite a poem, do a scripture, whatever it is that you feel you can do. And maybe the next time after that, it's, you know, 4 to 5 people or 6 to 7 until you're comfortable enough to do announcements or do different things within the church. Because I just think you should not hide yourself.
Friend.
Yes.
Thank you. No, I received that. I received that. And I will do better. I will do better. And I will make you my accountability partner.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know what I just signed up for because the way you just looked at me.
You don't. But I'm going to hold you to that.
I know you are.
We're going to follow up.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But what about you, ma'am?
I'm not afraid of anything. Let's be clear.
Ma'am, this show was your idea. So what I need you to do is to be transparent.
Let's be transparent. Be honest. Let's see. I am afraid of, I guess, afraid of my greatness, if you will. I'm afraid of that. I think all of my life I have wanted to become an author. So since I was a little kid, I practiced signing my autograph for one day when people were going to sign my book, which is why I have my penmanship. Yeah. So from a very young child, I always knew that I would write a book. And, you know, if I must say so myself, I'm pretty good.
Absolutely. I can testify to that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But I started writing my book. I did really well. I gave it to a few people, including my sister, who's an editor, who said it was amazing. It was great. Mm-hmm. And then when I went back to it to you know, continue my writing, I looked at it and said, I can't top this. I don't think that I can be better than I've already been. I'm afraid that it's only going to go downhill from here. So I think fear, or I don't know if it was the fear of success. I don't know if it was the fear of failing. I don't know what it was, but either way, I haven't picked it up again. So that's my largest fear, if that makes sense. I hope it makes sense.
No, it does. It does. And I remember when you had sent me those pages and they were amazing.
Did I send you those pages?
You did. I couldn't wait to read more. I could not wait.
Wow.
Ma'am, listen, you got to get back at it, girl.
It's true.
You got to get back at it.
It's very true. I didn't write my name 1,000 times a day for nothing, right?
Exactly. I mean, truth be told, you know, when we first even had the idea to do this show, it was because of our conversations, right? Mm. And what we were able to take away from it. But when I tell you the gems that you have given me through the course of our friendship, and just the way, just your personality. I mean, you're the total package. You need to write. I know you didn't ask me for help on this, but
I didn't ask for how to overcome my fear, but I appreciate you. Go ahead. Let me take notes.
You didn't, but I would hate for you to let that little girl down. You know what I mean? When you have the power to go ahead and bring to what she was dreaming of to fruition.
I love that.
You know, and I think the ways that you can do it, very similar to what you encouraged me to do, it's just really just first ask yourself what it is ultimately that you want to achieve. Mm-hmm. And then in very manageable steps, begin to break down steps you can take towards that goal, and make sure you share that vision with one other person. It don't need to be a bunch of people. That's another side note, y'all. Everything that you envision yourself doing, the world doesn't need to know yet until it actually happens.
Well,
okay. You can't share your vision with everybody.
Well,
but with you, I would hate for you to disappoint that little girl, and I would hate for you to rob this world of your greatness. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I love that. I appreciate that. And appreciate you saying that I've chopped gems down in your life.
Absolutely.
you've done the same for me. And I agree. Like when we originally, like you said, when you originally thought of this idea, it was really about letting people in on our phone conversations.
Yes.
So welcome, you guys. welcome to what we do all the time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I will definitely take that and put it in my pocket. I guess I will return the favor and ask you to be my accountability partner. Yay! As well.
I had already said yes in my head before you asked. So yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. What if I didn't ask you?
I would have just going to assume the role anyways.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yes,
no, fair enough. I appreciate that. But let's move on because it's, you know, it's getting too deep for me. It's getting too deep. It's too deep.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
ma'am. I have to, you know, continue that I'm the hard one. I can't be soft. I can't be soft in this.
I'm not soft either. I'm a G.
Podcast streets.
Okay.
No, you're not, ma'am.
Podcast
streets? Yes. In these podcast streets, I want to remain the hard one when it's not true at all.
It's not true. Fraudulent.
All right. Oh, anyway. Gosh. Anyway. So what's up next?
So Cash and I are going to be introducing a new segment called Pause.
Go ahead and tell people what Pause means.
So Pause is presently attempting to understand someone else. So if you've ever read something on Facebook that had you squinting your eyes and trying to reread it because you didn't understand it the first time, or caught the tail end of a news story and realized your teachers weren't lying when they said you too could be president one day, or or you have a colleague that speaks as though they sign you a check, then Pause is for you.
Okay, Breeze, I'm sure that you have a pause moment. Why don't you let us in on what that is?
You know I do. So, you all, I first saw this on Instagram and then saw it again on LinkedIn. Okay. So it's a post about Dr. Ebony Butler. She's a Black female psychologist. I mean, she's created a product that I'm super hyped about called My Therapy Cards. It's for women of color. And the purpose of it is to help with emotional and mental health. So, again, super hyped about it. I saw over 600 comments on this post. So I was like, yes, they're about to show this woman mad love, and I am so here for it. I'm so here for it. When I tell you, the first comment started off with, quote, stop making everything about race. And another, the second one saying, should I create something for white vegan females? I was like, I had to pause because I couldn't understand it. And so thankfully, there was another comment and I was like, yes. It says, as a white identified person and an aspiring clinician, some of the comments in this thread are very saddening. If I take a step back and I ask why I've not seen many interventions for white identified clients in my training, the answer is because the world I've grown up in has been tailored for people like me. My white brothers and sisters, I don't understand why some of y'all do not get that. I was so thankful when I saw that. So thankful for that. Because I'm like, this woman is trying to help women of color be a better version of themselves. But you somehow twist this into making it, oh, it's about race. Stop being divisive and making it about race. So I'm gonna give y'all a pause. So this is a side note. So just a side note, y'all, pause segments can be related to the show's topic or completely random, but compelling enough for one reason or another for us to discuss it. Okay, cool. Okay. So this one is related and I'll tell you why. I am 100% certain that the authors of the first two comments ultimately are fearful of losing their unjust dominant position in our society. What else explains why they, one for sure being a therapist, would be against having tools be developed with the intentions of elevating a group that's marginalized? And right along here is where we need crickets. Because I'll wait.
Pause.
Pause. Because I'm over it, Cash. I don't know. What do you think?
I agree with your opinion. I don't know why people find things like that to be problematic. I don't know why they don't understand why these things need to exist anyway.
Right. Exactly.
Pause.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know.
So I know that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I really was just going to go on and say more of, I don't know why people feel and do the things that they do, because it really makes no sense whatsoever. It's actually really sad and trifling to actually come on a post of someone's that's, you know, trying to market something to the folks that would, that need it. It's a needed thing. And if you don't need it, if it's not for you, there's a million ads that are on Facebook and Instagram and any social media platform that you're on, Google. We all know that if you're talking half the time about a product, 5 minutes later, you'll see an ad for something.
Yep.
So there are certain things that I see that I know, like, it's not for me. I don't want it. It's not marketed to me. There's a million shampoos out there that are not marketed for my hair type.
Right.
And I'm okay with that. I don't, exactly. I'm not, I don't feel like it's divisive.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because you may be marketing to a person with a different hair type. It's not that serious, people.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's just not that serious.
Well, Cash, I know that the internet has zero chill.
This is true.
So do you have a pause moment as well you would like to share?
I think I'm going to hold my pause moments for another time.
Okay. Okay. All right. Oh, I would like to throw a mini pause in there really quickly.
Sure.
Shout out to Trevor Noah, because when he ever did call number 45 Donald Juneteenth Trump.
Oh, no, he did not.
I literally was dying laughing. Do you hear me? When this man ever did say Donald Juneteenth Trump, you all, because he made...
When did this happen?
It was this week.
He said this on his show?
It was on his Snapchat story.
I have to find this. Oh, Trevor Noah, shout out to you.
He said that.
Pick up his book, people.
Yes, please do. Please do. And whenever, you know, things do begin to open back up, please see him in person. He is hilarious. Straight hilarious. No, he called him that because Donald Trump was taking responsibility for bringing awareness surrounding Juneteenth. I said, sir, just mind you, he had to go ahead and ask all these people. None of his folks that were surrounding him knew what it was. He had to go ask one of his black Secret Service folks to tell. I was just like, you know what, Donald? I don't know.
Can I just add some context to that?
Please.
So as Juneteenth was coming around this year in 2020, mm-hmm. Donald Trump was going to have one of his rallies in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where the Black Wall Street was, where they burned it down, where many people were killed. Yeah. And Juneteenth, for those that don't know, was a day that slaves were actually free. Mm-hmm. So to go to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where so many people, black people, were slain,
right,
and to double down on divisiveness, to double down on brutality, to double down on violence, to double down and let people, Caucasian people that may have previously not said words that they know they might get knocked down for now. I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to pause on that moment. But I wanted to add some context as to why that was important. But shout out to Trevor Noah. That's amazing. That's amazing.
He's great, and y'all.
It's amazing that y'all president thought that he brought awareness to Juneteenth.
And only he would say such a, you know what, let me not, because I'm trying to do better with my spirituality. I'm just
not. I mean,
go there.
Right, right. You know, because we're supposed to pray for our leaders.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I don't, somebody should.
Ma'am.
But you know, somebody will do it.
I pray for him. I do.
He definitely needs prayer. He needs prayer for his mind. He needs prayer. He needs prayer. We all need prayer.
We all need prayer.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There you go.
We all need prayer.
Absolutely, ma'am. All right, y'all. It's time for us to move on over to the gems portion of the show.
Yes, my favorite part.
Yes, ma'am. I can start us off, Cash, if that's okay with you.
Go ahead. You have the floor.
All right. So my gem is for me and for whoever else out there will benefit from it. So I decided to begin assessing the fear that I'm experiencing and then ask myself, what is it, if anything, is it actually protecting me from? And if at the end of my day, can I imagine myself surviving the worst possible outcome? Can I survive it? And if I can, then I need to move through it. I need to experience the fear, and then I just need to move through it. Because at the end of the day, I never know what's on the other side of it. At this stage in my life, momentary negative experiences are better than ongoing regret.
That's speak a word to yourself.
Come on now. So that's my gem. Cash, what you got? I know when we were prepping, you were quiet for this portion. You were real quiet, and that hand of yours was going. So what you got for us?
I can certainly say that looking into your fear, I think, is fantastic. I think it's a great thing. And I think on the other side, the worst possible thing is that everyone else is going to find out how fantastic you are. Oh. When it comes down to that deer, though, your worst fear, baby.
No.
But it was a movie. It wasn't real. So
no, I don't.
I'm just kidding. It's all love.
I don't know. Mm-mm. There are fatalities. Okay. I don't want to trigger anyone who's listening. Okay. But deer can kill. That's all I'm going to say.
Ma'am, no one is afraid of a deer in a movie. Only you.
Okay. All right. Look it up though. Google it.
Google deer how fatality. Many people.
Deer fate. I'm not laughing that people died, y'all. But I'm saying there's deer fate. You know what?
Well, yes, man. There are deer that have jumped in people's windshields.
Exactly.
It's an absolute real thing.
Thank you.
The amount of times that you're gonna run into a deer, given where you live specifically, it's unfounded. But you know, it's your fear, and I have no business mm-hmm. trying to tell you how it doesn't make sense. There are people afraid of foil paper.
Y'all, so you're doing better than you know what? You know what, y'all? Earlier I said you can't share your vision with everybody. You also cannot share your fear with everybody. Because people will use it against you. That's all I'm going to say.
She knows I'm not using it against her. I am not using it against you. I thought it was an opportunity. Look at the time.
It's time to wrap up.
So sorry. So sorry. See, y'all? See? They try to shut you down. They try to silence you. I can hold a protest too, ma'am. Don't let me get to writing my signs about what I can say versus what I cannot say. But anyway,
let's
move forward in the show.
Yeah, let's move forward, ma'am, because I know you got some gems to drop.
Absolutely. I think my gem is a question that you have to ask yourself. And the question would be, do you have a finishing problem? So are you a person who picks things up and puts them down? Does it scare you? Does it scare you to be great? Are you afraid of your brilliance? Are you afraid of that? And if you are afraid of your brilliance, keep one foot in front of the other. Keep moving forward. Yeah. Feel your fear and press on. Press on. Because there's something great about finishing, you know. Yes. When we leave here, and we all are going to leave here one day, I don't want my obituary to read, "I had the potential."
Oh.
So complete. So. Even though 2020 has started off, you know, in such a strange way, work on completing some things this year if you haven't. It's important.
Yes. Thank you for that. I felt like that spoke to it. I'm sorry, y'all.
That hit you all up in here.
It did. Because I feel like that's I appreciate you saying that.
Okay.
I'll leave that right where that is.
Okay.
Do you have another gem you want to give us?
I do. I just want to say that for those of you that may be younger listening to us, and even, you know, older, whatever you're older or you're younger is, I will say that try not to let the fears of your family affect your decisions for your life.
Ooh.
So if your mother never left her state, if your father never got another job because of fear, if your mother was afraid to ask for more money even though she deserved it, that doesn't have to be you. And I think a lot of times as parents, sometimes, or not necessarily just parents, just people, like in general, they will put their fears on you. So I think we need to be conscious and careful about what you take in from other people. Because sometimes, you know how you take in other people's energy? Don't also take in their fear. Don't cause yourself to be stuck because they're stuck. It's okay to be the first one. It's okay to be the first one to be college educated. It's okay to be the first one to have to buy property, commercial property at that. Mm. It's okay to be the first one to step out there on faith and say, you know what? No one's ever done it in my family, but that doesn't mean it can't be done. That's it's funny. Okay. It really is okay to be the first one. And in being the first one, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you're going to have to leave a lot of people behind because they don't understand where you're going. But whatever your mission is, go ahead on and carry it out. If you got to carry fear with you on your back, please do so. But know that you got to do what you got to do for you. And so don't let Nana... Your best friend, your best friend's best friend, your cousin, your neighbor, whoever it is, say, oh, I would never live in another country. Right. Oh, I would never travel alone. Like even the simplest things, traveling alone. I would never eat dinner alone. Right. Do those things anyway. Build up to that. Build up to that. But don't let other people's fright, fear, concern be a concern for you. Tell them to pray for you and keep it moving.
Okay, Jim dropper. I appreciate that one as well, because just to add to it, you all, we can't walk somebody else's journey.
Well,
you can't, or rather, I hope you won't. I was listening to a message from a minister recently, and he was saying, you know, that you are here at this time for a purpose, for this time. And it's just like, you will never go ahead and fulfill your purpose by walking in somebody else's journey.
It's true.
And I appreciate you saying, you know, about the fears being projected unto you. That's their fears. It don't need to be yours.
Exactly.
Their fears don't need to be your limitations. That's what it is at the end of the day.
Well.
At the end of the day.
And say a lot of for the people in the back.
Listen, their fears don't need to be your limitations, period. And trust and believe, y'all, it's... Being able to walk, I think the best moments of my life have been when I have went through with something that I knew was right for me. I had taken it to God. I had got the confirmation I needed, and I was walking in the direction I felt like he wanted me to walk into. Those were the best moments of my life so far. You can't live out nobody else's, y'all. Just yours. So
just you. What's for you, what's for you.
Thank you. Exactly.
For you. You're very welcome. I would like to drop another gem, actually, now that it's come to... The other gem that I want to talk about is... I touched upon it a little in the last gem, is being able to leave people behind.
Ooh, this one.
So, I think a lot of people have friendships... whether it's family or friends that they've known all their life, but that relationship doesn't serve them.
Oh, well, well, I
am. Yes.
Because that's a factual statement. Everyone's not going to make it to the end.
Everyone's not going to make it to the end. They really are not. Ask Moses.
No, you're not getting biblical. Yes, ma'am.
That's about the size of it for the episode for me, because I am not a biblical scholar. Let's please know that, people. You got to talk to Breeze for that. I can hang in there. Please believe it. I was in the choir as a kid.
Oh, my God. I can't.
No, but in all honesty, I think that a lot of people hold on to friendships knowing that it isn't serving you. You shouldn't hold on to friendships when you know that there's bitterness underneath there. You shouldn't hold on to friendships when you know the person may just not mean you well.
Oh,
they may try, they may want to, and you may have said, oh, that's my best friend for 20 years. That's my best friend for 10 years. How could I be without this person? But you can, sometimes we outgrow people. And there's reasons and seasons for everything. And sometimes that person is just not in your right season. So I just say to you all, don't be afraid to let a friendship, a relationship go that doesn't serve you. If it's harming you, it's not good for you.
Right.
It's gonna do harm. So, you know, I think that can go for relationships. I think that can go for, you know, cousins and friendships or whatever it is. Cause you know, we're always like, oh, it's family. What am I gonna do? You can love people from a distance. It's okay. It's okay to wish them well, but it's not okay to have someone hurt you, damage you, inflict pain purposely,
right,
and still get to be in your presence.
Well, I mean, really and truly, I don't even have anything else to ask. I mean, because it's everything. Like, I agree. I think for family, it's always that sentiment where it's just like, well, you know, what am I going to do? You know, they're this person to me. But at the end of the day, I'm responsible for how people treat me.
Well,
the first time, okay, I didn't see it coming. You know what I mean? Fine. I need to just do what I need to do with it. But moving forward, best believe I take notes. I'm a Christian, so I will forgive you. But best believe I'm taking notes, okay? I'm not going to let you just treat me in all kind of way. And I don't care who you are. Like, it's not going to fly with me. It's not. So if I know I can feel that way about anybody, that includes friends, everybody, no one's exempt.
No one's exempt. I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. And like you said, you have to teach people how to treat you.
Absolutely.
And once you taught a lesson a couple of times and it's like, it's the same old thing. And then you have to say to yourself, okay, what am I going to do now? Because that person clearly is not going to change.
Right.
You know, but I'm responsible for who's in my space.
Right.
I'm responsible for who takes up my time. And if you know those people they don't mean you well, you know, they're not going to take any positive news well, they're not going to cheer you on. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're literally praying for your downfall. So you had to be careful about your circle. You got to be careful about who you allow into your space, into your thoughts. Be careful. Be mindful. That's why they say birds of a feather flock together. Mm-hmm. And if you're not one of those birds, sometimes you have to say, you know, I have to scoot on out because that may have been who I was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 months ago, 1 month ago. You have the right to change and you can't allow people to drag you back to who you used to be. And folks that want to constantly remind you of who you used to be.
Come on now.
You're going to have to move them on out the way.
Come on now.
Move them out the way. And for those of you that do that to people and you're jealous and you're mean-spirited and you talk about them, you only talk about the negative things. Here's a gem for you.
Ooh.
I'm going to need you to go ahead and check yourself. I'm going to need you to go ahead and do a deep dive into why you're miserable. I'm going to need you to figure out what it is in life that you feel you didn't get and that person got and why that's problematic for you. Because as Bree said, everybody can't walk with you.
Nope.
And sometimes it's just not your time. It's not your time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you won't get it. It's not your time. Stop being a hater. I hate to use the word because it's so overplayed, but really.
But sometimes it applies. Fair to say. Sometimes it applies.
It really does. But I'm gonna get on off that subject because clearly, you know.
No, that was in your spirit to say, and I appreciate that because it really ties in because you have to ask yourself, why do we stay in those relationships? that goes back to fear. Fear of change. You know what I mean?
Well,
fear of change. Just because something is familiar to you doesn't mean that it's still good for you.
Well,
people sometimes are very comfortable in these situations, but you're not happy. And I'm not saying, I'm a very realistic person. You're not going to be happy all the time in all your relationships. That's not going to happen, right? But when there's like a constant trend where it's just like when you get off the phone with someone, you just feel totally drained. It's like, if you see them calling, it's just like, why? When you asking yourself those types of questions, you need to just pause.
That's true.
I'm not saying that you always have to cut people off. You know what I mean? But you're of course going to try to get along with them as best as you can. But everyone don't need to have that level of access as they once did. You just it's not going to happen. But
there's that fear of letting go.
Say it again.
I said there's an expiration date on things for a reason.
See, you didn't have to go there, but I see what you're saying now. It's true. But sometimes you all, it's uncomfortable, but change is necessary.
Change is good.
You know, change is a good thing. So, well, anything else, ma'am? Because I don't want to wrap up and you got another one out the pocket. I don't.
No, I came hoard. I was hoard for this episode. So I'm a dial it down. I'm a dial it back. I think we've given the people, you know, I think we've given the people enough. I think we've got something to take away as well.
Absolutely. And now I got to tell everybody my business and about my progress, because you want to be accountability partners online and everything. So. Thanks
you actually suggested it, but you know, you didn't have to, but since you did, we're committed. It's, you know,
oh god,
it is what it is.
I can't.
It is what it is.
All right, y'all, well, that's it for us. Please be sure to follow us on Instagram at goodandgrown1 and like us on Facebook. Cash?
Yes, thanks for stopping in with us. We appreciate y'all. We hope that you learned something today. We hope you take it away and work out that fear. When you get to us on Facebook, leave us a comment. Give us some comments regarding what you feel about the episode. And again, we appreciate you. Cash and Breeze out.
Peace out, y'all.